Okay, so now we begin the sixth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam acknowledges that his doctrine of unmitigated and unalloyed Bechira Chafshis is subject to a particular critique, which is that there are many psukim in the Torah that sound that God interferes, most famously, when it comes to Lev Paro, Vayichazek Hashem as Lev Paro, and, Hachbed Lev Paro. Those may be slightly different formulations. But the Rambam is going to address the issue head on, and the language here, as always, is inimitable, striking. Pesukim harbe yesh b'Torah d'vinir neviim shein nirin, not that they are. Kesosun ikar zeh, right, the ikar hagadol, v'nechshalim b'hen rov ha'adam. Most people do make this mistake. V'yala daitan mehen shakadosh baruch hu gozer al adam lasos ro tova. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. V'shein libo shel adam maser lo la'atos l'chol asher yirtzeh. V'arei mivar ikar gadol. Again, same word. Shemenu teida perish kolos on a psukim. Zman shadam echad oan shemedina chotim v'osa chotei alcheto chotei chet she'osa mi daito v'ritzono. Same as perakei halacha aleph. K'mo shodanu roili parei menu. And there's accountability. V'kadosh baruch hu yodea eichi parei. Yesh chet shadin osin shirvani menu alcheto b'lamazah. Begufo b'mamono. Now this is terrifying. O b'banav aktanim shabanav shaladim aktanim shein b'am das. That will be a protective shield. And now the Rambam comes to the point. The Rambam can't emphasize this point enough. The sin itself was willful, was volitional. There's accountability. Shemonin mimenu hatshuva. Until the proper and fitting punishment was Limnoa mehenachuva shehi hamarpe. Lefikach kasuv haTorah. For this reason, and only for this reason, because there is an onesh called prevention of tshuva. Lefikach kasuv haTorah vaachani achazek es lev paro. Lefishachata meatzmo tchila vehera liYisrael hagarim ba'artzo shenemar havin ischak malo nasan hadin. And once again, lefikach chizei kadosh baruch hu es libo. Okay, so we'll hold it up here for now. But the Rambam's point is absolutely clear. In fact, the Lecha Mishnah comments on this kolza mevuar vein tzarech bir lazez is all so clear it doesn't require any explication whatsoever. But the Rambam's position is unmistakable, that there are many different kinds of onsh in this world. Ben mamono, ben megufo, ben olamazah, ben olamaba, could be both. And one of the onshin that the Kel Deos can use is minias hatshuva. A person's sin is so egregious, doesn't deserve the opportunity of tshuva. If they were allowed to do tshuva, it would be effective, because that's the power of tshuva. That's the real hayar in the Rambam. These are hilchos tshuva, after all. The power of tshuva is so profound that if the person would do tshuva, it would be effective. It could have been. You'd have a situation where you said, let the person do tshuva, but their tshuva isn't accepted. So the chiddush in the Rambam is there is unmitigated bechira chavshis. One of the punishments for bechira chavshis, for a person doing an aveira willfully and wantonly, is to lose the opportunity to do tshuva. Lu yitzir, they did do tshuva, if they had been allowed to do tshuva, it would have to be accepted. So here, the Rambam is really spelling out, as he calls it, an ikar hagadol. It's an absolute ikar hagadol, in the sense that the ikar hagadol isn't just unmitigated bechira chavshis, but the ikar hagadol is that if there can be a punishment that prevents a person from doing tshuva, it's only because tshuva is effective under all circumstances, ketris bifnei apuranos, and so we will, you know, so to speak, block the derech to the Eitz HaChayim to prevent tshuva in this context. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.